It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
The Felger and Mazz podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks.
It's Felger and Mazz, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jimmy Butler, first half. Give me your impressions of what he's been able to do. He's got 11.
I thought he was good, but I got to say something, man. Why are you dumbass selfish place making my head hurt? Ernie, let me tell you something.
Glad I asked you about Jimmy Butler.
I know, but I can't let it go, man.
I know.
You got, if you just come to the game and say, we're just going to jack up threes, and if we win, we're going to win. If we miss them, we're going to lose. They're 4 for 21. They probably, I forget what they were in last game.
7 for 35.
It's so bad to watch him play. There's no ball movement. There's no body movement. And it's just frustrating watching a team with this much talent just play stupid.
Charles Barkley speaking for a lot of Celtics fans there, Mass. Your thoughts?
I wanted to reach through the TV and kiss Chuck in his bald forehead. Oh, my God, I loved it. I felt this way for so long about their offense. I hate the way they play. They play stupid basketball. They really do. Jaylen Brown's game last night was stupid. The stupid turnovers and the stupid threes, and that's more of a collective thing. But it was, and the whole team plays that way. It's not just Brown. But they play stupid. The dumbass Celtics is what he called them.
It's quote, unquote.
Making my head hurt. He's right. He's so right. I hate their offense. Hate it. And thank God, only Barkley, you think I could say that during a Red Sox broadcast? The dumbass Red Sox?
You didn't even try.
Seriously, like, no shot. That he nailed it, man. That's exactly what they are, the dumbass Celtics.
So, that's, to me, the stories coming out of that thing are Jaylen Brown. And what are we really looking at here? A 1-1A? A duo, a true partnership, or does that tell everyone that it really can't be that because Brown's not up to it? And has Brown accepted himself? And how does that play into the contract? And that's the big story. He's going to, you know, really wear the face of that defeat because he was just they needed him last night. Tatum gets hurt early. It's all on Jaylen Brown, and he fails miserably. So he's the face of that loss last night. But also the way they play. The way they play blew up in their face their last two games. I mean, you've seen the numbers from three. The last two games, and they just relied on, they got away with it in game six on a miracle. They didn't come close to getting away with it last night. And so do they rethink the Brown Tatum thing? Does Brown rethink his whole role in the thing? And does the team rethink a little bit the way that they play? I hope they do that second thing for sure, because it's gone way too far.
Oh my gosh, it's awful. It really is. It's awful. And again, more than that, like aesthetically, you know, if you win, it's fine. It gets in the way. It's loser. It reaches a point where it becomes losing basketball.
Phones, as promised. I know you've been waiting patiently. Do your best to be brief, please. Steve in Maine. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, guys. The big thing is we've seen the same thing for the last 5 years with these guys. They all do great things, but they all have holes in their game. And the holes are being exploited. For example, last year with Golden State, they started making Jaylen Brown go to his left, and he started turning the ball over. Spoelstra, the same thing last night. He turned it over 8 times. The Celtics need to develop these players or force them to develop their games. I mean, because Jaylen Brown is no good to you for $295 million if he's just going to be exploded.
Yeah, if he can't dribble left, I'm not paying $300 million for a guy who can't use his left hand. I mean, I grant you that. And I think you're right, caller, when you come to Jaylen Brown and his handle and dribbling skills, it hasn't evolved like it should have. Other than that, would you say that the Celtics organization has not developed these players?
No, they've developed. In fact, this is where I jump off the beam, too. Like that, this. So now it's the Celtics' fault? Like, does that? So now you're assuming that every guy can dribble with his left?
I mean, for the most part, I think they drafted the right guys and they've fulfilled their destinies for the most part. I mean, Tatum's a top 5 player in the game. Jaylen Brown's a top 10 player in the game. Like, they've all done a good job. Now, to win a championship, you got to finish it off, and that's on Jaylen Brown to work on his effing dribble. You've mentioned one, too, like Rob Williams. Could it be? I thought he was their second best player last night behind Derek White. But it's still the same. It's all just rim running and offensive rebounds. Can he, I don't know, develop a little bit of a game?
Yeah, see, so my guess with him is that they want him to shoot threes, and he probably can't. Like, it's probably going out a little too far for him.
It's ridiculous if that's what they want.
So you can't accept a 10-foot face-up game from him? You telling me he can't do that? He can make free throws, so he can shoot from 15 feet.
He's got a nice little touch.
Okay, and by the way, I'm not convinced that he can't shoot threes. Like, the guy's athletic.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
No, I don't either.
I see one guy not huck it.
But you're telling me that he can't, you can't develop some sort of little post-up or 10-foot face-up game with Robert Williams? You can't do that?
But so, like, on certain guys, caller, yes. But I would not say that one of the Celtics' problems is player development.
No, it's the style they play.
And the mentality of their players themselves, in their own guts, their own hearts, their own balls. That's I don't know how you develop that. Nick in Walpole, go ahead, Nick.
Hey guys, what's up? Late in the third or earlier in the fourth, I forget which one it was. Jaylen Brown was taking the ball up the court, and this was when the Celtics were kind of starting to fade, and they needed something to happen. And he just hucked up a three from like well behind the 3-point line. And I thought that was just kind of a summary of the Celtics' night last night. And I really think Jaylen Brown is not the guy. I think there's a better option out there for us. He's not deserving of the Supermax. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the second thing's a fair thing. The first thing, I think the organization wants these guys taking the first good look that they get from three. Hey, I've heard he was even earlier in the playoffs, Joe Mazzulla was asked about ball movement and, you know, are you really impressing on them that the first shot isn't always the best shot and, you know, always make the next pass for the next shot? And Joe Mazzulla's answer was, why would I tell him to do that? The first shot's often your best shot. I think the Celtics want them, the players, to take the first good look at three that they see. I think that's what they're telling them to do.
I think that's generally how they approach it.
Chuck and duck.
It really is. It's so funny you said that. I said that last night during the game. I was watching my kids. I go, what does that mean? The chuck and duck. It is. It's the chuck and duck offense. It's exactly what it is. It's freaking basketball version of the run and shoot. Chuck and duck. It's ridiculous.
Nick in the car, quick.
Hey, so I want the Celtics to trade jerk number one, Jaylen Brown. And jerk number two, Marcus Smart, for Damian Lizard.
we're not getting Alan Lazard or the lizard creature.
Thought that was strong. Good call. Really added a lot.
Lizzo?
Damian Lillard's a name you're going to be hearing a lot. Yeah,
I love Lillard. I love him. Lizzo.
Me too.
Love him.
I think I know who you're talking about.
About Damn Time. Great song.
It is a tough name to say, though, when you try to say Lillard. It fast. Lillard.
We'll work on it in the break and come back with more of your calls right after.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hey. Now.
Bring it back, bring it back. We're gonna light it up.
Now more Felger and Mass on the Sports Hub.
Jalen, how do you capitalize with you and Jason still here for however long? How do you capitalize on this championship window you have? You guys are very close and something may be needed. What is needed and how do you capitalize on that window that's open?
You take it on the chin. You learn from it. And as hard as this one is to swallow, you get better, you know. Tough one for me, tough one for our team, tough one for our organization, and you know, extremely bad timing, and you learn, and it's a part of the journey. This is not the end. We got a lot better to get, a lot of better basketball to play, and you just got to look at it like that. But tough night.
So it didn't sound like a guy, you know, 1 foot out the door there. Sounded like, you know, me and Tatum learn from this and go forward. Then when he was asked about the contract later on, though, he was could barely spit out any words about it. So he has yet to utter the words, "I want to stay here with the Celtics." Unless he has and I keep missing it, but it's has not really been fully and clearly articulated by him for quite a while.
Well, so, you know, to me, on some level, he's just having trouble reconciling it. In other words, I don't think he's a moron. I mean, I think, you know, there's a level of intelligence with Jaylen Brown that exists. He's not dumb. So he understands the reality of the situation. I mean, that's what that answer was. You know, this is part of it. You got to suffer. You got to fight through it. You got to grow up. You got to get better, and then you win. That's how it can happen.
How long is that supposed to take, however?
Well, okay, so that's a good question. But the general logic of it is not wrong, that you can learn from experiences and improve. You can. But then when you ask him to apply it to himself, I don't know if he can do it. That's the hard part. It's easy to say it when it's not you. You tell someone else, you give them some advice. Well, look, it's part of the deal. It's exactly what someone would say to you. But can you do it to yourself? Like, you know, can you actually implement it when you're telling yourself that? And I don't think many people can. I'm not sure he can. We're going to find out.
Okay, the fallout continues. Rob in the car. Go ahead, Rob. Robert, comment line says fire.
Hello.
Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Ted. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, you can talk about the style of basketball that's played with the Celtics. What do you say, Chuck and Duck? Why is nobody asking for the head coach to be fired? I predicted they should have fired him after game three, put a cardboard cutout of Casey Jones there, and just let them play because – they're all a bunch of individual hero guys.
Hey, let me ask you, should the coach be fired?
I mean,
didn't you say yes a week ago?
I mean, I think he's in over his head, but I don't think that solves the problem.
So you know what I mean? Those things can be true, right? Yes, he should be fired, but does it solve the problem? Probably not. I mean, that's the thing. Like, these issues have existed over the course of three head coaches now in 3 years. So what, you're going to bring in somebody new because he's a better coach and more qualified than Joe Mazzulla and all of those things might be true. Is that going to fix the problem? I'm not convinced. Not in the slightest.
I think they have a makeup problem with their players.
Definitely.
No doubt.
So, like, you know, and again, Mike, when we discussed it last time, had they won games 4, 5, and 6 yet?
No, I don't think so.
Like, so, you know, my instinct is...
So you got won over a little bit by those three games?
Because they responded. I thought, you know, because I don't think it's the coach.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's fair because coming out of game three, the narrative, not the narrative, a thought was they're trying to get their coach fired. When you play like that in game three down there, that's what Eddie Howe said on NBC right after the game, mm-hmm. the team broadcaster. They're trying to get their coach fired. And then they came out in game four and actually dusted themselves off. So that led you to believe, oh, maybe they're not trying to get, and then they played well for a couple of games. So, like, it's okay to factor in those three games. Ultimately, I would do it because what do you have to lose? Like, it's the easiest thing to do. And maybe you catch lightning in a bottle and the next guy does somehow have some sort of secret sauce he can convey to Brown or Tatum or reach them as young athletes and get them over the hump. And if he's not, it can't be any worse than this. Can't be any worse than this guy.
I mean, this guy's in over his head. He's in over his head. Now, again, you know, I'm inclined to if you can get something better, then I'm doing something better. Yes.
Lucas in New Bedford, go.
So I couldn't agree with you more about how Celtics fans are so sensitive. I think they're just jealous of the Miami Heat culture and what they wish they could have. But I know Jaylen Brown had a terrible game with 8 turnovers, but let's not act like Jason Tatum didn't disappear for the first 3/4 quarters of the series. And then in game 6 got bailed out by Derek White. You have 2 star players that are your alleged number one options. You have 0. Thanks, guys.
Lucas, it's a fair thing to bring up that Tatum dodged a bullet last night. It's, in some respects, he got a free pass because of that injury. I mean, I'm giving it to him. I think it was a legit injury.
Yeah.
And he was legit banged up, and he couldn't have given you more because he was hurt. I'm just going to assume that and give him the benefit of the doubt. But that takes him right off the hook for the whole thing. The fact, how many games did he no-show in these playoffs?
Oh, at the beginning, quite a few.
I mean, I don't have the number, but he no-showed quite a bit. He no-showed in 4th quarters. He no-showed in 1st quarters. He no-showed in entire games and was part of the reason you went down 0-3. But that gets all forgotten today because Brown was the face of it and Tatum got hurt. He got a pass last night with that injury. In some respects, he benefited from it.
Yeah, I still hold him accountable for the overall mentality of the team. The mentality of the team comes from the star player. And if they're going to be passive, and this team floats. They're a floating team. It's exactly what they are. What we've seen last night was a perfect representation of who they are. They can turn it on. They can play great for bursts. But then when it comes time to seal the deal, they don't. They don't show up. Somehow, some way, it's just not all there. It's a perfect representation of who they are.
Luke in Vermont, what do you think?
Pretty dead on what Maz just said. On good days, I call up and say it's all about Tatum. On bad days, I call up and say it's all about Tatum. And I really think that Jimmy Butler, when he was Tatum's age, he did not have what he had. Very few people are born with that. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan. I really think the way you get tough is by getting scars and having things that happen just happened. A lot of times it's darkest before dawn, and it's like they would be crazy to give up on Tatum right now at 25. Yes, he's failed a lot, and he's been in the Eastern Conference Finals since he was a rookie. And you would like to think he would have learned some of these lessons a little quicker, but he has everything you want. And when they win, it's going to be because of Tatum. When they lose, it's because of Tatum. But there is not another player in the league that I would want more than him, even though he came up small in these playoffs. I believe he still has a ceiling of 2 or 3 championships, and you just got to keep banging your head against the wall till he breaks through.
Okay.
He might be right.
I don't give up on the talent either. But he's got to be complimented by someone with more edge and more toughness.
Well, particularly because I think he needs to be around someone who has it and he can learn it from, or at least see how you can do it. The only thing he's been exposed to is, you know, Al Horford, like, and don't get me wrong, good guy, but is he the kind of guy that's going to, like, flip a table over and smash a chair because he lost? I don't think so. Tatum needs to be around that kind of guy to learn it's okay to lose your mind if you lose.
Billy and Mattapan, what are your thoughts, Billy?
Yes. Thanks for having me, fellas. Listen, Tatum, last 2 playoff years, hasn't really showed up. But now Brown had a bad series, but last year Brown's the one that carried us to the finals. I know Brown hasn't said anything, but do you think he hurt his arm? Has some effect on the way he was dribbling the ball, the turnovers?
Yes, the flower watering incident. Excuse me. Definitely. The watering those plants the way that he did was definitely a factor. And I'm just obviously being sarcastic. Of course, the hand was probably a factor in there somewhere. Started to bleed again last week or whatever. I don't know how the hell you slice open your hand watering your plants, but whatever. Just, I don't care. They needed you. You didn't post. You weren't there to deliver at the end. So however that happened is however that happened. And but by the way, yes, Brown was the better player in the finals last year. What did that get you?
Nowhere.
And this, I mean, it got you deep. It got you to game six. But once the Warriors settled themselves, popped in the schnoz, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jaylen Brown's your best player, you're probably not good enough.
Yeah, and can he be your best player when Tatum's not there?
It's another good point.
Right, against good competition.
Right, if Andrew Wiggins is on Jaylen Brown last year in the finals instead of Jason Tatum, what does that look like?
Exactly. So listen, this is why you need them both, though, because in theory, they should make each other better, right? That if you have just one, then the defense has to account for both. That's why it should make you better. So, and the thing with the cut on his hand, I'm sorry. He hasn't been able to go left since he came into the league. That's been an ongoing thing. He had the same turnover problem last year, and his hands were fine. So it wasn't the injury to the hand. Maybe the shooting, because it was his shooting hand. How do you explain all the turnovers going left?
Good point.
Like, no way. Sorry. He doesn't have the basketball sense that Tatum does. Tatum's game sense is better. It just is. And again, it probably comes from A, getting the game at an early age, or it might just be a gift. You know, it could be that. But this is why Tatum's better. He's got better game sense.
Here's an update with McCarthy, and we're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Now, more of Felger and Mads now on the Sports Hub.
Why do you think that identity, like, once again kind of vanished, and how big of an issue was that for this team this year?
It was the issue. I think this was a team in last year that prided themselves on defense. I think defense was their calling card, and this year offense was our calling card. And I don't think you win championships, you know, with a better offense than you have a defense. I think pretty much we were the best offensive team in the league for sure. Depth, you can talk about the ways we can score, our versatility on offense, really 1 through 7, 1 through 8. But defensively, I thought we have the versatility. I thought we have the talent defensively. But on any given night, we were just let go of the rope and have a lot of breakdowns on that end.
Okay, Malcolm Brogdon, probably not wrong. They lost too much of their defensive identity. I think everyone sort of agrees with that. Consensus opinion. How do you feel about Malcolm Brogdon there, Mass?
I'd move him in a second if you can get something for him.
You've already had enough?
Yeah, I just, aside from the fact that he's a complete know-it-all blowhard, who, again, as McCarthy just pointed out during the break, you know, last year his team's defense was his calling card. How the hell do you know? You weren't here. But again, he talks like he's been here forever.
I personally love know-it-all blowhards, given what we do.
So, I mean, he's insufferable, I think. But that aside, I really don't care. That's not the reason to do it. The reason to do it is, can he help you in the biggest moments? And after watching him this postseason, my answer is no. Not against the good teams. So, again, he'll help you against Atlanta, Philadelphia. But what happens when you get down to the Final Four and now you get the medal? And this is what the NBA is. That's when you hit the real test. That's the real test. So what's he going to give you? I just don't think, you know, he's a perfectly good regular season player.
On paper, he's everything you want. He's a really smart, heady, patient player. Almost never takes a bad shot. Shoots well. I think he's exposed a little bit defensively here when Butler was, you know, Butler got him early in the series and really picked him apart. But I think for the most part, as from the guard spot, he's a good defensive player. Excellent shooter. Again, smart player. Usually makes the right play. Feels like an adult and a pro and all those things. And yet, it's his third team. And, you know, like McCarthy just said this, it's telling that he's going to be going on his fourth team. There's just something there about it that doesn't quite add up. Or maybe it's just that thing is just the smartest guy in the room and he'll be happy to tell you and it's just a little insufferable. I don't know. Something like that. The Bucks let him go. I thought they made a mistake. And they won a title 2 years later. Goes to Indiana, does nothing to really impact their bottom line. Comes here and was part of a group that got worse. And so it's like, starts to add up here over time. Something just doesn't add up with him, is what I would say.
Yeah, look, again, I look at him and I say, this guy is, when the game gets to a faster speed, which is what happens, the deeper you get into the playoffs, he can't keep up. Can't keep up.
And he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, got to be wide open to shoot a three. He doesn't have a quick release. Got a funny shot anyway. But even so, like, he makes them. That's fine. But he's got to have space. And if you don't have the good players around him, he's useless.
Back to your phones. Mitch in Boston. Go ahead, Mitch.
Hey, how you guys doing? Grew up listening to you guys. It's good to call in. You guys mentioned Felger Mazz. I don't know which one it was. Jason Tatum being top five. I agree with that, but Jaylen Brown being top 10, I'm not too sure about that one. Just curious to know who your top 10 is.
Okay, well, I don't know if we have to do this now, but without giving you the other names, I feel Jaylen Brown is a top 10 talent. But was it just a contract drive? Was it just, you know, a regular season sort of thing? And he put a lot of stock and certainly spent a lot of time campaigning for it to get that All-NBA, which means a lot of money. And once he got it, he sort of let off the gas and the contract drive was over because he felt he was guaranteed the money. Like, that's the fear. That's how it looked, unfortunately. And did he play above his skis in the regular season? Again, just to get that contract status? Maybe. I mean, I think he has the talent to be a top 10 guy, Mass. Again, without giving you the other nine, I just feel, generically speaking, like, I think he should be one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's close. Like, he's close. I just think that, again, look, I'll tell you what, I'm really starting to put a lot of stock in the NBA, and it's hardly revolutionary. What do you do when the real money's on the table? What are you doing when you don't have someone shielding you from the double teams and everything else? Who are you? So when Jason Tatum's out there, everybody looks a little bit better. He wasn't out there last night. Everybody looked a hell of a lot worse. So to me, I've just come to it's just reaffirming to me what my belief about that league has always been. It's about the star player.
In the biggest moments.
Absolutely. It has to be. Because, again, it's Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum. What do you got? What do you got? That's it.
Caller began his call by saying, I grew up listening to you guys.
That's scary.
Are we that old?
Well,
I don't feel like we just started a little bit ago. Has it been that long?
The answer might be yes.
People have grown up listening to us.
It'll be 14 years in August.
It's a little much.
You're both in your 50s. Well, old.
If this guy's 15 years old, I get it. Are we at that stage yet? We grew up listening to us?
Well, think of it this way. If he's 22, then he started listening when he was 8.
That's
a little scary.
That's an indoctrination right there. Holy crap.
Jason in Worcester, go ahead.
Gray-haired.
Yeah. Brown had a terrible game, but Jason Tatum also didn't score a point in three first halves. Also didn't get a first field goal in that same series. Not until game four, I think. Last year, he had the most turnovers in finals history. And also, shot the worst two-point field goal percentage in finals history. So, you know, Brown carried us last year in the finals. If Tatum just got his averages, we would have won the finals last year.
Jason?
Like, you guys are killing Brown, but I think you need to kill Tatum as well. Like, he has no heart. He basically just kind of like a beauty pageant, like just kind of drifting. He just, you know, he doesn't have a backbone. At least Brown stands for stuff.
Beauty pageant. Brown stands for stuff. Well, let's not go too far. What exactly does he stand for? I'd like that a little more clearly spelled out if you want to go down that road. What does he stand for? But putting that aside, the Tatum, I say it again. Now, this has come to me midway through the show, kind of. Tatum let himself off the hook last night with that injury. I say let himself, not like he meant to do it. But that injury, boy, does that take him out of the crosshairs. Because all we're doing is focusing on Brown. We're kind of assuming that if Tatum were healthy, he'd have one of those big game sevens versus some of the no-shows that he's had in just as many spots. It sort of leads us to forget about all the no-shows he's had in the fourth quarter of this series or the first quarter of the last series or all the problems he's had along the way. It's a fair point. He got a get out of free jail card, whatever, the Monopoly thing. He got a free pass last night with that injury. It's true.
Oh, he definitely did. But I mean,
because if Tatum plays and is fully loaded and the Heat punch you in the mouth like they did in the first quarter, are we fully confident that Tatum would have let him out of it?
No.
Of course not.
No. Again, this is why I don't think it was ultimately a real factor in the game. You know, they were missing layups early. Like, all kinds of stuff was happening to the Celtics in that game. Their buttholes were so tight, it isn't funny.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Felger and Mass continue.
But at the end of the day, I can't decide whether this is more about Jaylen Brown failing to rise up and put this on his back. He was 1 of 9 from three with his season on the line last night with 8 turnovers. Or about the coach who just got completely outcoached from the second the first ball was thrown up in game one of this series. When you have the better team and you get beat, at some point, look, I mean, the Bucks fired Mike Budenholzer after Miami beat them a couple of weeks ago. And I know Mazzulla is young and he just got there and everything else. But I'm trying to decide where we're assigning the blame this morning.
Jaylen Brown's the guy you have to look at. He just never really got to any of his spots. Everything he did looked sloppy. Anything he did with the basketball ended up going the other way because of a turnover. Allen, he's the guy we got to put the spotlight on because he's supposed to be an all-star capable of having a 35-point game. If that's what it required, he wasn't close to that.
Yeah, he looked confused a lot of times by what they were doing defensively. And every time he made a move, he felt like that's not where I want to go. And you always want to send him left, and that's not comfortable for him. So it was once again masterful coaching performance, of course.
So where do you start, Jaylen Brown or the coaching? I start with Jaylen Brown.
Me too.
100%. But the coach is on the list. I mean, it's part of the problem this year. There's no doubt about it. Of course, my guy Mike Greenberg there on GetUp and ESPN. I thought his cohort had a good, Rick Hahn then came on and I thought had a good or interesting angle as it related then to the coaching. So go ahead and give me that.
When we look at the Celtics just as a whole, and what Zach said is so on point about this team, and it makes you think of that phrase, you know, if you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And that's something that now is not just about Joe Mazzulla, but I think about that whole organization. We'll point to Joe Mazzulla, the hire of a guy who was inexperienced, take over for a coach that got them to a finals. I said this earlier in the playoffs, and now it holds true. Ime Udoka is the reason why they got to an NBA Finals last year. He's also the reason why they didn't get back to the NBA Finals this year. They did miss him to tighten the screws during games when they had those lapses that Zach was talking about. But now this also goes above Joe Mazzulla to Brad Stevens and everybody else now in that organization. What kind of franchise do you have? What is your culture? Because how many reports did we see during games that when Mazzulla was meeting with his coaches, players jump into the coach's chair and they start talking to the players? After game three, they go to Topgolf down in Miami. They have a meeting about how we're going to save our season. This is what we're going to do. We're going to rally around each other. And that sounded nice for a game and a half, but you still almost blew the game in game six. Who's in charge right now in Boston? What is their culture? What's their identity? And where do they go from here?
Excuse me. So that to me is a big thing with the team. whose team is it? Like that kind of thing. Tatum's not ready. It's not his team. It can't be his team. And the coach isn't strong enough. This one isn't strong enough to really take a grip of the thing. Mm-hmm. Brad Stevens is not the Pat Riley figure. So it's not really him. So what, there's this vacuum that is filled by the likes of Marcus Smart, who's not good enough and is kind of annoying, or Al Horford, who's not good enough and too old. And it's like, you have these, as Rick Hahn said there, calling timeout and players jumping into the coach's chair. Now, the Topgolf thing was fine. Like, it straightened them out for a little bit. Like, I don't begrudge that. Players do that stuff all the time. Get together as players and have a heart-to-heart conversation or night and turn things around. Like, that's not that to me is not dysfunctional. But the Marcus Smart in the coach's chair is freaking stupid.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think it's because there's this vacuum of leadership or tone or team or culture or that thing that we're talking about, because Tatum is not ready for it and may never be. He may just not be that guy. And I think Jaylen Brown isn't ready for it either, and also has 14 other things that he's worried about. So I don't know if it's him. So who is it? What is it? And like that whole thing, I think that's a fair analysis of the whole operation there.
Completely. Look, again, like who leads it? Who leads it? And I don't know what the right answer is. So, if you can tell me Mazzulla's out and pops in, fine. Absolutely. They need someone like that. Someone who comes in with credentials and the confidence of having one and can just walk in the room, throw it on the table and say, okay, which one of you guys can match what I've done in the league?
I like Doc Rivers there. He's still available, right?
Yes.
I think Doc Rivers can do that. And it's like, he's the last guy that figured it out. I know it was more the players than him, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
They need a real boss.
Yes, they need a boss. And that, by the way, can be a player. It's just no one fits the bill right now. And maybe never will. Jaylen Brown has more of the qualities, but he got a long way to go to put all his other crap to the side and just make it about the basketball.
See, that's why if you pushed me on a Brown trade, I'd take Lillard over LaVine.
Me too.
Because
of the attitude.
LaVine's, I think, a tough, competitive guy. He's just not good enough to be the franchise guy.
See, Lillard, to me, has got that thing.
Yeah, that pizzazz, that just the way he carries himself.
Status.
He's a killer, man.
Lillard's more the guy for me in that scenario than LaVine is. But they need someone like that. Someone just walks in and goes, would you guys just stop being a bunch of bitches and start playing basketball?
And Dame is the type of person who can command that respect. He's not Kevin Garnett or anything like that, but if you're looking for a modern-day guy in the NBA who's available and has that level of talent, I mean, Dame's the only one that even pops to mind.
I mean, Mike, when you really add it all up, like, you're talking about kids playing, a coach who's 34, and a GM who's been in the job for 2 years. or whatever it's been.
But in terms of GMing, I think Brad Stevens has done a good job.
Yeah, but what about setting the culture?
Right, exactly. He's never been that. Hey, fellers. I mean, not to steal someone else's spot there, but hey, fellers. Let's get it together.
Right.
Like, he's just not that guy. No, he's not Pat Riley.
No, and he hasn't accomplished anything in the league either. Like, that's what I mean by the 2 years as a GM.
I'm sorry, Maz.
He can put a roster together, but where's the cachet?
But the players have already tuned him out. It's like, you know, this guy's going to come back in now and, like, sort of set culture and tone. Like, there's a whole organizational void there that, I think Danny Ainge kind of filled, but the players weren't buying what he was selling either. I mean, there was a cultural divide there with the players and Danny Ainge that became a problem. So Stevens isn't the guy. Couldn't reach him as a coach. They tuned him out as a coach. They're not going to tune him back in as a GM or president. Coach, too young, wet behind the ears to do it. Okay, the players are too young, not ready to do it. You know, it's like there's a whole freaking void there of who sets the tone and who sets the culture and who sets the whole thing. It's a fair point. And by the way, I don't think it's horrible. Like, I think they have enough of it that sort of runs through the whole Celtic pride kind of thing. Like, I think there's a little bit to that. And they're not a joke organization, so I think they're okay. They're not like some of these other clown organizations.
No. They're very, Spoelstra had it right. They're a classy organization.
A class organization that's mostly professional and does the right thing. So I'm not sitting here saying there's some kind of joke. But to be a champion, now to take it to the next level and to actually take the championship away from somebody and go get that thing, do they have everything that they need to be that team? They do not.
No, they don't.
It's a fair analysis.
Maybe they could just turn the whole thing over to Garnett.
Or Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is one of the few guys to, I'm right. You know he could walk in there and say, I was here 20 years ago, guys, in the exact same spot. And these guys didn't know quite what to do. And we all put our crap at the door and figured it out. And you guys can do it too. And blah, blah, blah. That thing. That's the guy, Stu.
He's not the guy.
Right, hour to go.
Not the guy, Mike.
Your calls after McCarthy gets you updated. 90 seconds, no spot.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.